Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The Debrief, April 26, 2024. Something that we expect to happen in the next few years. I don't know when the intended date is. But Roger Goodell was on the Pat McAfee show today, and he shared some of the details of what the ideal schedule would be for the NFL going forward. Two preseason games, 18 regular season games, so the calendar extended by 1 week. The kicker, Super Bowl Sunday, will land on a three-day weekend of President's Day. So it would be that 18 games are played over 20 weeks, an extra bye week thrown in. So sounds similar to what they did in, 1993?
That's correct.
Was that the year?
Yep, 93 was the double bye week. So you're very good. You weren't even born.
Yeah, instead of 17 games over 18 weeks, more primetime games, more rest for the players during the season is what he threw out there. And again, the Super Bowl taking place in the middle of February, the day before President's Day.
Yeah, I absolutely love it. Fewer games that don't matter, exhibition games that fans don't want to pay full price for. They get thrown into season ticket packages. You have to eat the cost of it. It's just a mockery. No one cares about the final score. Less and less we see things that actually translate into the real season, like the way we got bamboozled and hoodwinked by the Steelers, 5-for-5 touchdown drives and Kenny Pickett's success. And I pretty much lost my credibility over the preseason. So yeah, I'd like to see no offense to Papiani, does a great job on those games. Papiani, where's the update on him as the play-by-play voice of the Steelers on the radio, by the way?
What about Roundtree?
And Roundtree, who follows us at 6. If I'm Roundtree, I am praising the Steelers up and down for what they did in the draft. And I am putting my scruples on the back burner. I'm not calling it right down the middle. I'm not being objective or honest.
I am trying to say Fautanu in my most mellifluous voice so that I get on their radar.
All I'm doing is saying the nicest things possible about the Steelers to try to get that job.
Yeah, I would agree.
So, yes, I want 18 games.
What about it being on President's Day and it turns into a three-day kind of weekend party and you probably have a much bigger rager at your house and Amanda is compelled to say, well, let's have people over. That part of it. And you would have the option to not work the following day because it's a holiday.
No, I work the next day. I want people to go to work the next day so people are driving to and from work listening to us talk about the Super Bowl. And I think there's also something great about going to work the day after the Super Bowl. And if you have a regular job, you are just spending your day talking to your coworkers and colleagues
about
the game.
The Super Bowl.
And yes, and your productivity goes way down. So I would like that. I don't like that we get... I want to work the day after the Super Bowl. It's good for us.
But you don't want anybody else to work.
No, I want them to go to work.
Even though their productivity is down.
Well, yeah, I mean, Friday's productivity goes down, generally speaking. Should we get Fridays off from work, too?
I mean, we play Rebecca Black at 4:48.
Should we have four-day work weeks like they do in Sweden?
I think we shouldn't because we don't have a real job. We're on the air talking sports and having fun.
Blue-collar guy's fine with working 5 days a week.
No, I think most of them actually like the four-day work week.
Oh, do they? You've polled them?
Yeah, I think it actually raises productivity almost
everywhere. Oh, like name one of your blue-collar worker friends that's all for a four-day work week.
Alex's uncle, an electrician.
What's his name?
Bert.
Bert. That's a made-up person.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Alex's uncle, Bert. I could text, I could call him right now in the air and say, Bert, are you a real person? He'd go, yeah, I am.
But he wouldn't agree with the take of the four-day work week.
He works a four-day work week, and he loves it. My father-in-law, Tommy,
all right,
works
stop,
a four-day
Chris.
Work week.
I think you're, this is all nonsense.
Blue-collar guys, through and through, they cut their own grass. What do?
I was thinking about cutting it the other day because the guy that cuts my grass, his car broke down. Hmm. But then I realized that I had gas in my lawnmower that had been left in there for over a year. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know that the gas in the gas can goes bad.
It does in 30 days. Well, okay. Like in cars. Yeah, I mean, any
so
gas.
I've had gas in a gas can for like more than a year.
Guess what, buddy boy?
And I went to start up the lawnmower and it didn't work.
Yeah, guess what? Our lawnmower didn't start for the same reason. I just kept at it till I got it started. Then I cut the grass like a blue-collar man. I'm surprised you didn't just say you paid for the car repairs for your guy who cuts your grass so that he could come over and do it.
Oh, I offered to pick him up.
Like Enterprise Rent-A-Car.
And they're going to just wrap that car in the brown wrapping paper. Drive it blind.
Pony shows up in his brand new SUV wrapped in brown.
I'm so glad you pointed that out on one of the old... Was that an old draft or just an old game
we were
watching?
Yeah, they had the old Enterprise Rent-A-Car commercials, and somebody ended up with a great point. It's because they didn't want to give any brand preferential treatment. As a kid, I was like, how is that guy driving that car? He's sending it right off the road.
You know, while we're on the topic of what the NFL wants to do.
Yeah.
I know everyone's going crazy about the draft in Detroit. It would bring a ton of money to the area, which would be outstanding, and it would be a huge party, and hundreds of thousands of people here would go to it and have a great time. I would still watch at home because I prefer the draft that way. But in the future, can we just send the draft back to a hotel? Can we go back to the Marriott Marquis and just put the helmet phones in there? And the old-fashioned draft.
Like, so they basically, every 10 years, they do one retro draft
yes.
where it's the old school, it's all pen and paper.
I liked a quaint draft.
How about every network has to broadcast on all their channels in standard definition?
Here's what I would actually love. So the first NFL draft was 1936.
Bill Shakespeare.
The Philadelphia Ritz-Carlton.
Go back to the Ritz. It is still open. My in-laws
for
stayed
the hundredth,
there about
for the 100th one.
A few months ago. Yeah, that'd be great.
I think that'd actually be pretty neat.
Wait, say that again. I was sorry. I'm looking
go back
at
to the Ritz-Carlton, like they did
the first draft. Yeah, it was 1936.
I'm just mad right now because a blue-collar HVAC guy said, I'd love to do the four-day work week, but it's not realistic. Well, for some people, it's not.
And where would we even put the draft here?
I've thought about that. On a barge in Amman. Put it on the Ohio. Put it on. Get one of those big ducks to flag
it. Seriously.
I mean, would they just have it at Heinz? I guess they would have to worry about the weather being
just
ideal.
Have it in Gold One.
Because some places, like, aren't they going to have it just in Lambeau Field next year?
Yep.
So that's an option. It'd be tricky to work, like, the point into it.
So that's what I always think about. Detroit had that huge plaza that could accommodate just an insane number of people.
Yeah, I don't think Market Square's
gonna Kansas
work.
City like had that whole area. What is that
Union
called?
Station.
Union Station. That could accommodate a ton of people. They've had this in places so far where they have big flat expanses of land basically where they can do this. Pittsburgh is beautiful because it is on an arrowhead shaped thing of land. Parcel of land that tapers naturally as an arrowhead would. I don't understand where they're going to do this that's going to be a great scenic backdrop.
They're going to hold up that construction on the gravel lot that's going to be a get-go or something.
They're going to put it,
they're going to say, we got to put the draft here
they're
in a couple
put
years.
It, they're going to have players, instead of walking from the green room, up and down the Mon Incline. That actually would be badass, let's be honest. If they did it very fast,
Mon Incline
set
shuts
that
down.
Thing up and down.
Mon Incline breaks down on third pick.
Fan weather.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand.
Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.